George, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks so much for coming on the program. The state may not have any money for Pure Michigan commercials this fall, but the prize-winning tourism campaign managed to launch a new line of merchandise on Tuesday. Travel Michigan now offers long-sleeve T-shirts, hoodies, shirts, mugs, golf balls, umbrellas, and other products with the Pure Michigan logo. And unlike a lot of other of today's promotional merchandise, it's all made in the USA. And, George, you have had a lot of requests, hundreds for Pure Michigan gear, if you will, since the program started in 2006.
Absolutely. Yeah, we certainly heard from consumers that they do want Pure Michigan logoed merchandise and many of the items you mentioned and more. And so, you know, obviously we took our time doing this and we wanted to do it right. And as you also mentioned, the a key thing for us was that every piece of merchandise be made in the USA. We just didn't think a T-shirt made in Honduras with Pure Michigan on it would really be Pure Michigan. So, you know, that's not what we're about. So we've put together this collection of made in USA products. Where possible, we get them actually from Michigan suppliers or we decorate them, put the logo on in Michigan, do as much of that as we can. And really the goal of this, you know, we do make a small royalty on the sales of this, which will go back into the campaign. That's a good thing. But that'll never be enough money to really fund the campaign. We're thinking maybe 1% of our budget or something like that. But the real goal is to just extend the Pure Michigan brand through this merchandise and frankly, satisfy our customers who want it.
Well, George, I'm glad that all the products are made in the USA. 4th of July weekend, I was with a bunch of family and friends and took my boys down to a Detroit Tigers game. So here we are, baseball, all America. We're in the stadium in Detroit. They have a bobblehead day, and it's Charlie Brown. You can't get any more All-American than that. You flip it over, and there is a Made in China sticker on it. So it's nice that you decided to make sure that all the products were made here in America.
Yeah, and, you know, it does make the products, certainly the products we're working from in some categories, a little more expensive than they might be otherwise. And, you know, we hope people will understand that's the trade-off, that you know, some of the American-made goods are not quite as inexpensive as some of the foreign goods. But we thought it was kind of a core value for us, so we stuck with the American-made products.
All right. Since 2006, you've received requests. When did you decide, well, you know what, let's go ahead and do this?
Well, we've been talking about it for a while, and actually this the Made in USA product issue took a while to research and kind of figure out. And it was also finding the right company to do it for us, basically as a supplier, a vendor of all this stuff, and do the online store, which is connected to Michigan.org now, and we certainly found that company in a company called TMP out of Battle Creek. They are experts at doing this. They do the same kind of merchandise fulfillment online store work for people like Kellogg. So, you know, it was finding the right partner and then getting it going.
Well, it seems like a pretty good deal, too. Not only can you get Pure Michigan logoed gear, but you can pick up a catalog at Michigan.org, and if and all orders that total more than $50, the shipping is free.
Yep, that's an opening sale offer we've got going right now since we opened the store, and that runs through October 18th. And when you get to the store site, and again, you start at Michigan.org, and then you click on the Pure Michigan store button. When you get to the store, you'll see the coupon code you need to plug in there to get that free shipping. But yeah, any order over $50, free shipping through October 18th. And also, you know, we're going to be adding a lot more merchandise. I'll just point that out, too, that, you know, the line that's up there now is the initial line. We have a lot more things coming that are in the works as far as products, many of them geared to the holidays. And, you know, we always promote, you know, giving the gift of Michigan travel as a great holiday gift, but also now you've got Pure Michigan merchandise.
If you get lucky, how much do you hope to raise, say, in a calendar year?
You know, I think that once it gets going, a couple hundred thousand a year would not be unreasonable as far as our royalty. And, again, that's money that will go back into the campaign, but we're talking about a fully funded budget of $30 million, so it's not going to really solve that problem.
And, plus, that's PR stuff also, getting the information out about Pure Michigan.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the items I love and I've been wanting for certainly all of my own personal vehicles is a Pure Michigan license plate holder. And, you know, those are just going to be little Pure Michigan billboards driving around the state.
All right. What kind of Christmas trinkets are we going to have? Bulbs for the tree? What do you got going?
That's coming. They're not up yet. But already you find on there things like playing cards, cribbage kits, You know, lots of glassware, wine glasses, beer glasses, water glasses, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, nice gift items, and there'll be a lot more of them coming up.
Well, the legislation cut funding for Pure Michigan from $28 million to $17 million for this year, and just about $5.4 million for the 2010-2011 fiscal year. Do you anticipate getting any more funding for that once we have a new governor?
Well, actually, we're hoping before then. We're hoping that, you know, they're probably not going to be back until after the election. There will be some session days, though, after the election, the so-called lame duck session. And, you know, we're optimistic that the funding will be restored back to the $30 million that we need for the full program, because, you know, we've already canceled the fall advertising, obviously, and, you know, unfortunately, the winter advertising is going to be canceled next, unless something is done fairly quickly.
So is something on the board right now? Are you give me a sense of where you are with this?
Yeah, well, we certainly have bills already pending that have passed. Many of them passed the House. Most of them are still pending in the Senate. And so the main thrust of the bills that are there are to take the sales and use tax the state already collects from tourism-related sales, and the gain in those taxes, again, that are already being collected, these are not new taxes, take that gain and pour it back into the campaign to, you know, boost them even further. So that's the main funding mechanism we're looking for, and that's pending in the Senate. We'd either need, and then to get over the bridge of getting that fund built up, we need something for 2011, you know, either an appropriation or some other way to get the $30 million to get started.
Well, both gubernatorial candidates support Pure Michigan, so that helps. I know you need help right away. Are you optimistic?
You know, in the end, I am. I mean, we've had a kind of a roller coaster ride of funding the last couple of years, as you mentioned. But, you know, in the end, I think the legislature generally knows this is the right thing to do for the state. We certainly recognize it's a tough economic time, and so, you know, committing expenditures for anything is difficult for them. But since the campaign does more than pay for itself, as well as stimulating lots of new visitors to Michigan who come here, spend money, and then go home, I think in the end they will get done. You know, if not in lame duck, then maybe next year. But again, we think it's important that it get done this calendar year, especially with a new governor and legislature coming in and needing some time to get organized.
So, you know, and finally, George, as we've talked about before, the program has taken some hits from the Mackinac Center, from Senator Cassis, but with the awards as they stack up, with the information being released, with the data that shows that the campaign is working, do you think that the program will stop taking as many hits?
Yeah, I would certainly hope so. And, you know, I understand people, you know, certainly it's the legislature's right and anyone's right to look at data, question data, and that kind of thing. And, you know, the one thing I'd point to is that, you know, we do these studies every year, and then we've had some people say, well, you know, is that really accurate? And then, you know, actually at the legislature's urging a couple years ago, we had Michigan State do another study on the study, and it confirmed what the original study said. So, you know, I think at some point you just have to say, well, you know, this seems to be reasonable. You know, no research is perfect, but again, we've had both consistent research and then research on the research all coming to the same conclusion, and that is the campaign more than pays for itself.
For the Pure Michigan garb, where do people go?
The place to go is Michigan.org, and you'll see a button that says Pure Michigan Store. Click on that, and you're on your way.
All right, George, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks.